This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fewer immigrants are arriving in Denver, allowing Denver's Human Services Division to recalibrate its approach to helping new arrivals. Part of that new strategy is Work Ready Denver, a six-month program that just welcomed its inaugural class of 350 asylum seekers. Myra Jerez-Deniz is the executive director of Centro de los Trabajadores, which Denver contracted to run the program.
We give them the soft skills, then industry-oriented training. And then what we do is we're going to start placing them into the right employers.
The city expects 70% of students in the program will end up employed full time, earning at least $20 an hour. Juneteenth is until Wednesday, but many Colorado communities are celebrating this weekend, including Grand Junction. David Combs has been organizing the event for 5 years in a small city where black people are about 1% of the population. Combs says the event is focused on fun and sharing black history and culture with locals.
We want them to understand about black pride, even though we're a small portion of the community, because we want this to be a welcoming community, and with that, we know we play a part in that welcoming.
Grand Junction's Juneteenth starts at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon in Lincoln Park. The U.S. Forest Service is investing nearly $28 million in the Rocky Mountain region this fiscal year. The funding will go toward 59 delayed maintenance projects already underway. One of the projects will continue work on the Colorado 14ers Trail by addressing damage caused by heavy visitation and unofficial trails. This is CPR News in KRCC.